So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So I don't know where we're headed here, but I do see that Sergio's mom, Wendy, is on the hotline. Hello, yeah. Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, how are you guys?
Well, I'm so good. So I just want to let everyone know, I posted this from Lawrence the other day. The Lawrence Humane Stray Animals posted a beautiful photo. And I asked on my Facebook page, is anyone missing a peacock?
Oh.
And you replied.
Yeah, it was somebody, I think, from Baser, I don't know, community or something, had reposted it. And it's amazing how many people... or messages I got from people. I had no idea who they were. I was receiving messages in my inbox going, is this your bird? Is this Sergio? And at that point, I didn't know. It didn't seem logical that he would be in Lawrence when we live in Linwood, closer to Bonner. So it was like, I guess anything's possible. But I'd also posted in the Nextdoor app here locally, and there were different spottings. So we knew he was in the area. But long story short, he was on four different farms before we finally were able to capture him after 2 weeks of
Sergio
craziness. The number of people that would check in with him was hilarious.
He's a peacock.
Yes, he is. He's an India blue.
Okay. I didn't know that there were more than one
he's
kind.
He's stunning.
Yes.
Why do you have a peacock? And not that it's a cool pet and all, but why do you have a peacock?
Because why not? I mean, it's just, we live on a little hobby farm. I've got all sorts of animals. And he was something I didn't have at that point in time. So we got one, and he'll eat from my hand. He won't like come up and jump up in your lap or anything,
okay.
But, you can hold him and love on him and, but then he's ready to get right back down and go do what he does.
Sort of like a cat.
Sort of, yeah.
He wants to come
only
to
with
you.
Really sharp claws.
Okay. So let's get back to the be on the lookout for Sergio. How did he get out?
He has free ranged for 5 years.
Oh.
Our neighbor, he likes, they can always tell when it's going to rain because Sergio will end up in their barn. But he's never left our two properties until this year. We had an incident last year where we thought he was off the property, but it was another, a stray peacock.
How many are running around in Linwood?
That's a funny story. If you want me to tell it
please.
I got a message. I received a couple of texts from neighbors up the road saying Sergio's in our yard. Just FYI. And we were both kind of shocked because he's never ventured that far up the road. And then one of our neighbors texted and she's like, hey, Sergio was just on our back deck, but a couple of dogs have gotten to him and we can't find him now.
Hold your story. Do I hear him in the background?
No, that's roosters.
Oh.
No, you would hear him. I'm sitting right here by him. You would hear him.
That's not my peacock. That's my rooster. Carry on.
And so, long story short, we're looking for Sergio, panicked. A neighbor finds him, gets the two dogs off him. Bring him home and swinging him and sad, obviously, because he's not doing well. He's stressed and he's bleeding. And as I'm holding him, Sergio comes walking around our barn. Who the hell are you holding, Mom?
Now, I have heard that peacocks can be rather aggressive. Is that true or false?
They totally can be, yes. Sergio's a little bougie. He's not aggressive. He's never shown aggressive. I mean, he comes up on the front porch, the back porch, looking for his treats. I mean, he's...
So is he still free range now that he's broken loose like someone, I don't know, in New Orleans?
And can we do the rest of the... And Wendy, can we do the rest of this interview outside next to the rooster, please?
No, I want to hear from Sergio.
Sergio doesn't talk.
He's right here next to me. I wish I could get him to talk. Sometimes I can. Dana, I sent you a video of when he was on our porch one day, because he'll scare the heck out of you. You never know when he's going to call out, and he's very loud. You can hear him all the way up the road.
Is it the last video you sent or the second one? You sent a bunch of them.
The one where he's sitting on a chair, okay, on a rocker.
Wait a minute.
Like a
here,
cat.
Listen.
Sergio.
Wow, it does. It sounds like a cat.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the things after I got him that we read. It's like your neighbors may be alarmed because it also sounds like a female yelling for help.
Yeah.
So, but right now, back to your question of is he still free ranging? No, he is. We have put him in a pen for now, trying to get his two ladies in with him. And just keeping him, reminding him
Sergio
of where
he needs to stay. Sergio is polyamorous, apparently.
Yes, he is. He's a handsome guy. You know, he needs some good-looking ladies.
Can they fly?
Somewhat. I mean, he can, like, he'll fly from our back deck into the pasture, and they roost up in the trees, so he'll fly up into a tree. But his span, when his train is in full bloom and he goes to display, it's a good 9 to 10 feet wide and a good probably 5 to 6 feet tall, so of all of his feathers.
Are peacocks,
and they lose that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, they lose those feathers every year. He'll shed all of these and then regrow them in the spring in time for mating season.
So
again,
are peacocks kind of like cardinals, where the more beautiful they are, the more male they are?
Yes. I mean, the males are definitely more vivid colors. They are the only ones that grow the trains. The females, the hens, don't grow the long trains.
Hmm. But are they still of the same kind of feather patterns?
Some. I mean, one of our females, she's all white. And so there's all white peacocks. There's purples. Not a bright shade of purple, but different. There's so many colors, cameos. And
I had no idea. When she sent me a photo, Scott, of is it her name, Penelope? She has a white peacock. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah, she's a peahen. So just like a rooster and a hen, you've got peacocks and peahens.
Oh, got it.
We don't need to get into that. We got that part figured out.
Easy enough to figure out.
Yeah, thanks. Are they expensive?
Yes. I mean, for like a chicken, we've got chickens. You can buy a chicken chick or a little chick for nowadays $5 to $7. And the females, for instance, I bought them last year, and I mean, not crazy, but $150 a piece
for a peahen
when they're little. Yes. Huh. Peacock, his size right now is probably $400 or $500.
Wow. And where real quick, cause we're short on time here, but where would one go to buy a peacock?
There's a place north of here called Legs, LEGGS, peafowl, and then just different farms. The two peahens that I have came from a farm off down by Fort Scott.
Hello there, friend.
Yes. Yes.
I love him.
He's very handsome.
You tell Sergio he's very naughty and he cannot be free range if he's going to be naughty and go all complete free range on you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, Wendy, thank you for your time. This has been fascinating. I never thought in my illustrious journalism career I would do an interview about peacocks and now peahens.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Be well.
Something new.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Be well. Bye-bye.
For the record, I asked her to bring Sergio into the studio, and she said that when he gets nervous, he poops everywhere.
He and I have something in common.
And so I talked to Sam, and I said, you know, what if we put down a towel? And Sam said, no.
Very, very short, one-syllable answer.
Sam, I'm proud of you. You made the right decision. You really did, buddy. All right, quick break. Data Ride, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.